Blog Talk Radio.
Scripture, I couldn't help but think of that song that I think many of you, or at least some of you, learned like way back when some of you remember the Cameron family. They were a group of singers, you know, but they had a neat song. It said, "I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before. I want more of His great love, so rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus. So what? I'll give Him more of me." And the point is, we want to live that life so that we've given away all of me. And then we have all of Jesus. Some of you know this song? Who knows this song? Wendy does. Some of us know it. Okay. Well, then enough of us can, well, I just sing it there. We don't have to be perfect or anything, as if we could be anyway. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of His great love, so rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of His great love, so rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. Even before Jesus came, John the Baptist understood that principle, didn't he? He must increase, I must decrease. But you know, a whole lot of erroneous teaching has crept into the church to say, well, you're the important one. No, Jesus is the important one. And my importance is only as great as I make Jesus great. More, more, more. I'd like to just look at a few verses in Romans 5 just to kind of pull all this maybe together. Romans 5. six times. Paul uses the word more. In fact, he goes beyond more to say much more. Can we embrace that concept of a God who has that ambition for us that we would have life more abundantly, and that when it's more abundant, it's still much more abundance to be experienced? God would have us to be a people who are content, but never satisfied. Because once we get satisfied, we park. But to be content where we are, then God leads us on to that next level of moreness. Is there a word for moreness? All right, listen to what it says here. So I'm just going to pick out the verses. So right at the beginning, let me introduce that. It says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith. What tense is that? That's in the past. That's happened already. It's a reality that's taken place. We have been justified by faith. As a result, the next tense is present. We have peace with God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have also obtained access by faith. Again, we call it past, but it's really a perfect tense, something that happened back then, and the effects are still ongoing. We stand in this grace, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Notice how verse 3 starts. More than that, we glory in sufferings. More than that. See, it's not just the fact that, wow, this is what God's done for us. Now that gives us an enablement to live out our life here and now. Much more. Okay, so all we're going to do is just identify these for you. Maybe you'll just take a time to meditate. Well, take several times to meditate on these. Drop down to verse 9. It says, since therefore we have been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath, and some Bibles say, to come. To come has been added. We will be saved from the wrath of God. Much more. You do know how many people are living their Christian life like that third servant in fear, because we think God is this hard guy. And so I just got to tippy-toe. Not so. That's not who God is. It's not who his God is at all. So we've been justified by his blood. Much more are we saved from the wrath of God. Verse 10. If when we were his enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life. We're alive with his life. We don't really have a life of our own. The life we have is the life of God. Don't we confess with the Bible too? It is no longer I that live, but Christ that's living in me. Much more are we saved by the life of God. Go to verse 11. And more than that, we rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we are now, have now received the reconciliation. See, God has made the way for us to be completely right with him. It goes back to love and obedience. We love him, we'll keep his word. Well, verse 15. The free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift of that grace by that one Jesus Christ abounded for many. More. Much more. And then verse 17. If because of one man's sin, that one man is Adam, all right? because of Adam's sin, death reigned through that one man. Much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life. It didn't say reign in heaven. Reign in life through that one Jesus Christ. And still one more. Verse 20. Now the law came in to increase the trespass. But where sin increased, what? Grace abounded all the more. So that as sin reigned in death, grace might reign through righteousness leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, as I said, just get a vision of the much moreness of God, of His vastness, His greatness, His, well, we sang about all of those attributes of God on the wall this morning. More. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday night, we sang a song. The song is called Jesus, Lover of My Soul. And I have been meditating on one line out of that song for the last couple of weeks. It's the third verse, and it starts like this. Thou, O Christ, art all I want. A good profession, right? Good confession. Thou, O Christ, art all I want. Did we not sing that this morning too? The next half of that line says, more than all in thee I find. And that's what my meditation has been. What could be more than all? I mean, isn't all all? And yet God says he has more than all. I'm fixing to find out what more than all is. And I expect when I discover what more than all is, there will be more than all. Because that's how God is. He's infinite. He's the all. He's the all. Did you know God is all? And God is all there is. And we are in him. He is in us. Abundance of life. So, are we the 5 and 2 persons? 5 and 2 talent persons who because of our love for the Master, will keep and do his word and discover an entry into the joy of the Lord.
In God's kingdom,